And joining me today is Venetia Sherrison, who's a journalist and who has written a wonderful article about veganism in the Sunday magazine. How are you today, Venetia?
I'm very well, thanks very much, Jordan.
How did you decide to live vegan, Venetia, and did it gradually come together, or did you bolt up right in the middle of the night and declare to the world, "I'm going vegan"?
No, not quite. But there was a sort of eureka moment. I had a health scare about a year ago, and it wasn't anything serious, but I had a cholesterol check at that time, and my cholesterol levels were off the charts. And I was immediately offered statins, which is the very common drug offered to people with high cholesterol. And I thought, no, there has to be something different. So I started to do some research. I am a journalist, so I start from the basis that there probably is information if you go finding it. And I came across quite a lot of writing by a guy by the name of Caldwell Esselstyn, who has written many things, but his book, which I think has been very persuasive for me, is Preventing and Reversing Heart Disease. And he's also produced an excellent video called Forks Over Knives.
Yes.
And I found that very convincing, backed up by a lot of good research. And I thought, this is something I want to try. And so I set about it, and that's where it started.
Oh, did you find it quite convincing? The because I personally focus on the sort of the ethics of using other animals, and I try to avoid, as a non trained medical professional, as a woodworker, as a manual laborer, I prefer not to make any kind of health claims. You know, it'll make you live forever, and it'll make whites whiter, and all that kind of stuff. Did you find Forks Over Knives and Esselstyn's work quite convincing as a person interested in your cholesterol?
Look, it's just logical to me, Jordan. I mean, it is, when you consider how many people in the world have previously and still do eat plant-based diets, it just seems like, we have been sold a lot of material about the benefits of meat and dairy products in New Zealand, and I've never challenged those. It's not been something I had been that interested in up until very recently. And so I think if I, when I came to it as a journalist looking at the information that was available, the arguments behind that information, I found it very convincing. And, I can only relate it to my own experience, and my experience has been that it's good for me.
I noticed in your article you mentioned we dietary vegans can plead only that a plant-based diet is better for our health, which, in a country where beef, butter, and milk are dietary staples, is tantamount to treason. So, you're right
It is,
there.
and I don't think I'm ever going to be signed up by Fonterra. I think all of the beef and lamb people in New Zealand, I think, I put my peg in the stand and in the sand, and it's pretty much going to stay there now, I think.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and the idea of the health angle about people learning more about how we can change our health through our lifestyle is quite interesting. I see the Cancer Society is apparently getting more public about reducing meat consumption, as they put it, and they also in Queenstown, my friend Jenny has let me know that the New Zealand Cancer Society is actually running vegetarian cooking classes and
Good.
lessons in Queenstown, and it seems to be a nationwide policy that they're now starting to say a plant-based diet to some extent. And I think that's quite interesting as a vegan, and I love to see that. And also in the Invercargill Vegan Society, we're lucky enough to have our own little medical ward. We have a couple of doctors and nurses who are vegan here, and so that's quite interesting to have sort of our own little community of people built up of all kinds of an all kinds of occupations, vets and nurses and students and architects and things. Sort of quite interesting to see that everyone can be vegan.
No, well, I think you find them everywhere, and that's what I'm discovering, which is a nice thing. Once you come out, people sort of identify with you.
You mentioned the waitresses that at these non-vegan restaurants, and they just are like, "I'm vegan too," like we're in a secret club.
Yes, and it is a little bit like that. There's no handshake as far as I'm aware, but now that I've sort of started off, my conversation by saying I'm a vegan, what do you have on your menu for me? It's amazing. I have found that there are, certainly in Hamilton where I live, there are quite a few cafes where some of the staff are vegans or vegetarians. And while there may not be a huge array of vegan foods or vegetarian foods on the menu, there is a lot of interest and sympathy from those people. And so I'm enjoying being, I suppose, a catalyst for change in Hamilton, and people thinking about what sort of food they're they're dishing out for people like me.
Oh, well, that's absolutely fantastic. I have a friend, Emmy James, who lives nearby Hamilton, and her whole family went vegan because she went to a goat's farm and saw how they took goat's milk, and the whole family went vegan. So, yeah, they're everywhere in Hamilton, as well as a strong sort of dairy province like Southland is. And about the handshake, there is actually a secret handshake. I'll have to show it to you sometime, and I'll definitely send you an Invercargill Vegan Society badge that you can wear, and people sort of recognise that, the green V with Inversock over it.
Right, okay. I'll be aware of that if anyone goes to shake my hand after I say what I say.
So how did you decide to write a feature article on veganism and Sunday?
Well, as I said, I am a journalist. I've been a journalist for well over 40 years, and I often write about my experiences, and I like that because it's a way of sharing my, I suppose, my opinions and also the experiences that I've had on a whole range of things. And I find that because I write for the mainstream media, you get a range of reactions. People respond differently. Many people are interested. A lot of people are curious. Some people, of course, you know, disagree, and you see that in comments that are written in relation to your article. But, you know, I'll never stop doing that because I think, you know, a journalist also has some obligation to share a little bit of themselves. Normally they write about other people, but, you know, I think it's incumbent on us to also share things that we feel passionate about or which may, you know, have some influence on us.
Well, in the article, you mentioned growing up non-vegan, and you mentioned you hunted hares on horseback, and, well, it's also great alliteration. It's also something I hadn't really heard about before. We have rabbit shooting here. So does that involve shooting them from the back of a horse?
No, no guns involved, Jordan. As a child, I hunted hare on horseback. It's dogs are involved. They're called hounds. They're never called dogs, actually.
Oh, and you could have added that for a fourth H. You could get the chain going.
Yeah, it's a
hound hunting hares on horseback.
It's not something I'm particularly proud of, but as a child, I found it exhilarating, and I don't think I thought much about what we were hunting. It was just the being on a horse's back and flying across the countryside, jumping fences on the way. So, I mean, Britain has banned fox hunting, and New Zealand still hunts hare on horseback, but I'm sure there will be pressure at some stage to maybe, you know, prevent that as well.
Oh, okay. So as someone who went vegan for your personal health, do you feel any differently about killing all other animals in general now? Is there sort of an ethical thing to it as well, or is it mainly a health thing for being vegan?
Look, I absolutely support the ethical issues surrounding veganism. It wasn't my driver, and so I can't be dishonest about that, but I also absolutely understand the pressures on the planet and the issues around maltreatment of animals. In terms of hunting hare, I would never, ever do it now. I'm not about to get out and protest at a hunt, but I am certainly very vocal about the fact that I think it's a cruel sport now. So my views have changed, and I guess that's an adult. Now I have more wisdom, more knowledge, and you know, you do that as you get older. You change your mind about things and hopefully come to a good place.
And there was a piece in The Guardian which had a vegan who apparently berated those wicked non-ethical vegans, you know, the unethical vegans, I have to start calling them. Vegans in name only, I'm just joking. You said, you know, I'm really glad that most vegans do not try and kick others out from the club vegan. And do you feel that your personal health has been better since you've lived dietarily vegan?
I absolutely do, and the comments that I made in the article were taken from, as you say, the Guardian newspaper, and it was a columnist who had a strong view based on ethical approach. I think it was the fact that she was seeming to put down people who'd chosen a plant-based diet for other reasons, and it was done in a way which didn't allow for much sort of flexibility around views. And I know there are a lot of very famous people that have adopted veganism. I don't know what their reasons are for doing it. It may be that some of them want to lose weight. And my experience has been, it certainly wasn't an intention to lose weight because I was already quite trim, but I certainly felt that it was going to have a positive effect on my health. I found that it has, and that's the proof for me.
I was rather shocked to hear the number of New Zealand vegans given, and that only apparently 5,000 vegans living in New Zealand, based on one survey or one poll, and that's from 4.3 million people. And the numbers for overseas were quite good. About 2.5% of the American population are now apparently vegan, and that number is doubled. The number of vegans has doubled in America since 2009, which is great momentum. And that there were a vast number of vegans in the UK as well. And in New Zealand, it was mentioned there were 86,000 vegetarians listed. And so, do you know of any ideas in any ways, Venetia, that we could ask these 86,000 vegetarians to give up the hen's eggs and cow's milk and join the 5,000 vegans, to get more people in Club Vegan?
I think that veganism is it's something for our time right now. I think we'll find that the numbers will grow quite rapidly, and I think probably people younger than me are coming to it with a great deal more interest and excitement. So, the figure 5,000 was, it came from a database that I assume was correct, but it's very hard to get accurate data. I think, my view is that possibly this could be a question on the census, so that we do get a view of, how we're eating, what we eat, and what changes are happening there, because there are all sorts of implications for people who grow vegetables or who may be considering opening businesses that have, a vegan or a vegetarian basis. So it would be nice if those figures could be shown to be accurate, but I also feel in my sense is that, there are more vegans or more people considering veganism just in my conversations with people, and certainly a lot more people now are eating less meat. So they're on the track, and I guess it's not too far from, being vegetarian to being vegan. So that would be quite an easy move, I would imagine.
Well, you mentioned all the restaurants that you went to in different places. Some of them could be quite difficult. And there were restaurants in Auckland and Wellington which stood out mostly. And in some of them, you mentioned that the staff were quite difficult to deal with. As a vegan asking for some, if they could make anything vegan for you at all, it didn't have any vegan options, the vegan option on the menu there. And at the Invercargill Vegan Society, we're currently starting a page on our website of places to eat out here. And so we've started with the simplest, the lowest hanging fruit, since we eat fruit being vegans. And that's fast food takeaway places, so they're Pita Pit and Subway and Howl Pizza and places. But we're also moving through Indian and Thai restaurants, and even the southernmost Irish pub in the world, Waxy O'Shea's, as it proudly boasts to all our friends in the London suburb of Ireland, like Roger Yates. And so I rang ahead and they were quite helpful with us, and they made a roasted vegetable salad for me. I just had to ask, and they mentioned that if they had even more time, I rang them the day before I was going in after already being told that they would have some vegan things available. They even mentioned ordering in dairy-free cheese, which, that would have been really great. And it turned out well with pumpkin roasted and parsnips, carrot, lettuce, kumara, which is sweet potato for the rest of the world. And balsamic vinegar. It was really great, and not all restaurants are obviously as obliging as Waxy O'Shea's here. And I noticed in your article you mentioned, quote, "Some chefs regard veganism as fringe, others as an insult to their trade. Vegans are an affront to everything I stand for," said a chef who did not want to be named. "But I'll happily find a few green leaves and grilled aubergine and charge them $20 for the trouble." Well, I'm pretty happy to say that my colourful and delicious mix of root vegetables and leaves cost just $17.90, so it was a whole $2.10 cheaper than $20. So that's something. Do you have any favourite restaurants that you could recommend for listeners while you're eating out vegan?
I do, and what I've found is that, most of my bad experiences or experiences where the food has been less than exciting have been in hotels where they're catering clearly for a wide range of tastes, and I guess you come to that very sort of bland middle ground. Most of those places I've been able to find something in the smorgasbord that would suit me, but there's very little on the menu that would cater for me. And if I ask or if I identify myself that I am a vegan, sometimes the reaction is curious, sometimes it is. It feels like it's hostile. It may just be that I'm still getting used to this, but there have been occasions. I wrote about one experience in Auckland where I asked for a dish to be taken back because it had feta cheese in it, and the wait staff, or the waiter, was certainly a tad less helpful and perhaps a tad more touchy than he should have been as he took it away. So I think there's a range of different reactions. My feeling is that some people feel that veganism is a criticism of their own choices, and that's certainly not my intention to criticise others. I have no interest even in converting people. I just know that it's a good diet. It's a good diet for me. It makes me feel healthy. It's something I wish I'd done years ago, and I have no difficulty in adopting it and loving it. And you know, vegetables taste better. They're not overwhelmed by meaty companions. My cholesterol has gone down. I hope that stays where it is. So, you know, all those reasons are good. But your question was about cafes that are my favourites. I live in Hamilton, so I've got some, you know, some real favourites in Hamilton. These are cafes that are quite small, but they are very interested, I think, in trying new dishes. So we've got in Hamilton a lovely place called River Kitchen, which has a vegan staff member, and I ate there on World Vegan Day, and he was delightful in recommending what they had on their menu. We've got a lovely cafe called Mavis & Co. and another one called Grey Street Cafe, both in Hamilton East, and they're very they often have raw food salads and good vegetarian dishes, and you know, very happy to adapt them for vegans. There's a Hamilton vegan buffet in Ward Street in Hamilton, and there are a range of good Asian eateries where you know you can always find beautiful vegetarian dishes. So I never feel like we're starved of choice. I just wish there were more options on the menu. You know, that there may be. I think you see about two or three V's vegetarian on the big restaurant menus now. It would be great, you know, if we could have the same number of vegan options, because I think that's where the shift, you know, needs to come from.
Well, I'll just give a little plug for my friends Diana and Ian, who have a podcast called The Vegan Option, and everyone can find that at theveganoption.org, and it's certainly the best vegan option I've found. But about the waitstaff being hostile about the feta cheese when you took it back, well, once I show you the secret vegan handshake, they're normally quite accepting of that. So it works out quite well once you know the handshake. It's just one of those little things you pick up.
I'll promise I will learn the handshake, Jordan, and I will... I will introduce it wherever I go, just, you know, as long as it's not somebody who's going to punch me in the face for being over-friendly.
Well, and I do also have to admit that I do have a secret desire, quite a public desire to make everyone converted to veganism. And my biggest problem so far is that the Invercargill City Council is pretty good at locking up the gates to the water supply, because I keep trying to dump in things that will make people go vegan, like tofu and quinoa and all those lovely things that we have, are superfoods that will make everyone vegan. But the gates are always locked when I go there. So I'll keep trying, though, but I am trying to convert people. So,
yeah, well, it sounds like you're doing a good job, and you know, I think that, as I say, you sound considerably younger than me, and that I think is where the energy will come from. And you know, I think it's a great pleasure to see young people just saying, no, we have sort of values, and we have strong views about our food as much as about other things, and that's what's driving us.
Well, it's great that veganism's for everyone. I mean, I have friends that went vegetarian by their own choice in a non-vegetarian or vegan family when they were four. Luke, Dr. Luke, who's a doctor and who's met Esselstyn, and T. Colin Campbell, he went to America, and he's being a doctor. He has a doctor's clinic now in Gisborne. So we're everywhere, and these people are real. Esselstyn and everyone, they're real people, just as your article in a real magazine's real here, because I still get excited just to see the word vegan on print media or something. It's great to see that it's a real thing and that it's happening here in New Zealand. So thank you very much for writing the article, Venetia, and thank you very much for your time and letting me interview you.
It was a pleasure, Jordan. Nice to talk to you.